In the first reading, we see the soul, the heart of a genuine prophet. Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people. See, a real prophet doesn't take delight in warning people about punishment. He does it out of deep love for his people and obedience to God. And so, as you just hear, have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? How long are you going to keep this up, God? You know, have you turned so far against us that you hate us now? That's a prayer, isn't it? You see, that's somebody who's joined to God's people and joined to God. And so he feels the pain. That's so much, see, the heart of intercession. See, the beatitude that accomplishes that. See, it's blessed are they who mourn. They shall be comforted. And so we look at our situation and realize what's happened. And it's been infidelity to God on the part of the church. That's our problem. We did not do what we were supposed to do about showing the face of the Father to the world. Now, we've had great saints, but the rest of us haven't done much. And so the world is entitled to say, well, there's a few freaks around, I guess, or some, whatever they are, but, you know, I gotta eat. Which means I got to make a lot of money. You don't. You see. Now it's very interesting if you read this, the Lord's explanation closely in the Gospel. Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. The one who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. He sows good seed in the world. The Son of Man does. And the good seed is the children of the kingdom. That's us. Are we good seed? See, are we producing a good harvest? The weeds are the children of the evil one. The difference, you see, between the children of the kingdom is that they embrace God. Children of the evil one embrace evil. You say, how is that possible? How can people embrace evil? The most intelligent creature ever created by God was Lucifer. The attraction of evil can be that great. You see, the enemy who sows them, these children of the evil one, is the devil. But he doesn't sow them by taking them out of their womb. And, you know, he has to work with them until he's got them. And so, now the harvest, there's going to be a harvest. This is why our Lord's telling us this parable. There's going to be a harvest. The harvesters are angels. And just as weeds are collected and burned up in fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels. They will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin, and all evildoers. So they can be in his kingdom, but they're not of his kingdom. And at that moment, the angels are going to come and, you see, collect out of the kingdom. Throw them into a fiery furnace. There'll be weeping and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun. Now this is God talking to us. This is the living and eternal Son of God. These are the issues of life. So, we're called first to obey the Lord, to love him, to give our lives to him, to listen for his voice all day, and to tell people about it. Nobody is intrinsically a child of the devil. They're worked into it. Cheat a little bit at business, you know, and cheat a little bit on your wife. Start hanging around with people who do that. Start drinking a lot at work, you see, and then get more and more evil. Now he's got them. Unless somebody comes along to preach to him. To have a good example for him. And then he's not a child of the evil one anymore. And then the just shall shine like the sun. And this one could be one of them. And for all eternity, he would say to the one who got him out of that other way of life, thank you. Thank you. You obeyed the Lord, and you were his instrument in getting me out of a way that was going to lead to eternal death. That's what preaching the gospel is all about.